This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, this is another virus update, but not in the way you think. Again, it's not about advice on any health aspects of it, etc. It's advice on the thoughts that people have, the natural inclinations that people have, etc. As attorneys, depending on your practice area, I'm going to address specifically how I think your practice area will be affected. And you'll be surprised to hear that a lot of practice areas are going to be positively affected. Unfortunately, for the people that have the cases, the clients, but positive for you. We need positivity right now. This is not false positivity. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass. I'm trying to give you real deal thoughts on what is very likely to happen. I have to do some thinking to help you guys out and you gals out, and I'm totally with that. That's great. We're doing it at Speakeasy, but I've done a bunch of thinking for you, and I think you'll appreciate this. So I'll start with criminal defense. If you only do DUI, it is possible that there will be less people driving and that your cases may go down. So if you do only DUI, you don't have to do this, but it's a thought. You may want to open yourself up and do general criminal defense. That will expand your world. Probably for the next 90 days, you may need to do that. Take on a few cases you don't normally take on. If you really don't feel like you can take them on, you can still refer them. That's okay. And you can get a split if your state allows that, or at least goodwill for future. But if you do DUI only, keep that in mind. If you do DUI and there are expungements in your state, look over past clients. Look at your list. You may have some time now if you're home. Dig out your files and look. If it's 2 years or 3 years for expungements, if they're available in your state, call those people up. Get in touch with them. Hopefully you still have their info, but if you can get some expungement business, do it. That's great, Okay, in terms of criminal defense again, what's likely to happen? Why will this practice area get better? Well, unfortunately, a lot of relationships are not healthy. We all know the divorce rate is over 50% in this country, in the United States. People are going to be at home a lot more often. And even in my household, my wife's like, go out, leave me alone sometimes, And if I'm home a lot more, I'm going to drive her crazy. If I'm in an unhealthy relationship, which thank God I'm in a good one, that could lead to domestic violence. So I think we're going to unfortunately see an increase in domestic violence because people will be stuck with each other and these unhealthy relationships will boil over. I think there's going to be some crime. Unfortunately, a certain sector or many sectors of people may lose jobs and there may be no help for them. And that may encourage them to commit crimes, theft, burglary, etc., or violent crimes. Unfortunately, I've noticed, and a bunch of people I work with in different states and countries have noticed that people are a lot more on edge, and therefore crime is probably likely to increase, and these people will need representation. And cases don't resolve in 2 seconds. So unfortunately, but fortunately, I think criminal defense is going to do very well in this climate. If you're family law, well, again, same premise here. Divorce rates are going to spike. Supposedly overseas in China, they have spiked again because people are being stuck with each other. Same thing here. If you've got an unhealthy relationship or even a healthy one, if people really aren't good with each other and good to each other, tensions flare. Divorce will spike, and they're going to need people to represent them. Bankruptcy, that's probably an obvious one. So if you're a bankruptcy attorney, unfortunately, because of the self-imposed hardship, people are going to need bankruptcy protection. In terms of driving cars, personal injury. Well, driving cars, again, that may go down. The accidents may go down, but again, they may go up. People, again, are more stressed. The virus itself appears to make you not as, maybe I'm feeling it too. I don't know. The virus itself, it's hard to think clearly. That's what I've heard from quite a number of people. If they're not feeling well, even if they're not deathly ill, there's less cars on the road, sure. But there's definitely going to be another effect where people are getting into accidents. If you do personal injury, you might have to do maybe more med mal. Maybe with all this these problems and sickness that there may be a lot more med mal cases. I don't know. But for a personal injury, maybe that's the toughest one, but I still think that it's going to benefit from here. In terms of estate planning, unfortunately, this is just the hard truth. The virus will kill more of older people. It'll kill immune-compromised people, people with diabetes, high blood pressure, other underlying conditions, heart conditions, etc. Unfortunately, they're going to be predisposed and they're going to die more frequently. That means more estates will be created and have to be administered. And again, with this pressure cooker, more people are going to fight over things. So estate planning definitely will experience a boom as well. So if you think about it, there's probably no legal practice area because people with problems need lawyers. People that are having a great day don't need a lawyer. People with problems will need lawyers. Real estate, you know, commercial leases. If you can't run your business and you're shut down, how can you pay your landlord? What if the landlord says, well, I need money too. Sorry, buddy, I'm enforcing the lease. What are you going to do there? I mean, even if you do HOA defense. So all practice areas actually will benefit. So that's important to look at. You got to look at how can you not only get through this time, but use it to your advantage. And that's not a bad thing. That's not an evil thing. You're not trying to hurt people. You do what you do, and that doesn't change. So you have to realize that. You're not evil or bad or manipulative or opportunistic or anything like that by looking for opportunity. It's actually a much better thing to do. What's the alternative? Sit there and throw your hands up and catastrophize and all that? That doesn't help anybody. You know, we all know that. Okay, some other good news. So the competitive landscape in the world of attorneys is going to change very dramatically. I've said this a couple times this week, but you know that famous phrase, if I can get them in the office, I can close them. Well, can you get them in the office now? No, they won't come. You can't get them. They may not even be allowed to come to the office. So the competitive landscape is going to dramatically change. My prediction, and not only that, my experience is that if you try to sell by phone and you haven't done it before and you're not good at it and you relied on people coming into the office, you're in trouble. I've developed a plan and a program that utilizes video chat, and there's a lot of just, I mean, super cool things about video chat. They're going to really increase retention big time. Right now, it's actually going to be a tremendous competitive advantage. So if you'd like to know more about that program, Monday, we're releasing it. Today is Wednesday evening, March 19th, just to give context to this podcast. But Monday, which is, I believe, the 23rd, we're going to be releasing the program. It is something you could do yourself. You know, it's not any great mystery, but I found some great innovations that you know, are borrowed from some firms that are using video chat and e-signing, you know, things like DocuSign, that kind of stuff. And their conversion is like through the roof. Also that coupled with Speakabook, which we offer through Jacobs and Whitehall. These are, and again, sure, it's self-serving. I don't care, but it's also going to help you. These things are going to be major competitive advantages because the landscape is shifting big time beneath everyone's feet. I'm not just saying that to inflame people's desires or worry them or anything. Again, what are you going to do about it? Let's all take action. So be on the lookout for that. Again, it's coming this Monday. If you want to know about it beforehand or have any questions, you know, feel free to email us. You can email support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is INC. You can visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. You can call us 888-225-8594, etc. But this is what's going on. I'm here to help. I'm here to help you with the thinking and to help you grow your law firm and get through these times and actually have a great year still. This will pass. It is going to be a matter of some time. I don't like it any more than you do. Trust me. It's very stressful and everything, but I think the proper response is thinking with a clear head and how is everyone going to benefit from this instead of being crushed by it. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.